USA Radio News.
House Democrats are planning to pass spending bills and continuing resolutions that would end the partial government shutdown on Thursday. The House plans on passing six spending bills that have already passed in the Senate and another bill that would be for $1.3 billion of border security, but doesn't include funding for President Trump's border wall, to which Indiana Republican Todd Rokita tells Fox News.
The Democrats have all voted for more funding for the wall before. It's just about denying the president any kind of accomplishment.
Police in New York City are prepping to keep you safe if you plan on heading down to New York's Times Square. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
3, 2, 1!
And a practice New Year's Eve countdown in New York's Times Square as confetti is tested. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A well-known U.S. Senate Democrat has taken a big step towards a 2020 run for the White House. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
A team representing Elizabeth Warren submitting paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to allow her to begin raising and spending money to benefit her probable run.
Most of us want the same thing, to be able to work hard, play by the same set of rules, and take care of the people we love. That's the America I'm fighting for. And that's why today I'm launching an exploratory committee for president.
She's the first big-name Democrat to take formal steps for the party's presidential nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Folks are continuing to buy their Mega Millions tickets as Tuesday's jackpot is expected to reach $415 million with a cash payout of nearly $250 million. Please have a safe New Year's Eve, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
Ask yourself, when you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, ask yourself the following question: have you been hit by a truck? If the answer is yes, then you don't have the flu. But if the answer is no, you haven't been hit by a truck and you have all that stuff, then you likely have the flu, which can sometimes feel like you may have been hit by a truck. So it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu, you have a different virus. Most times when a patient goes to their doctor with symptoms of what sounds like the flu, the doctor will take a history and exam and that examination, and she will often say, yes, I agree, you most likely have the flu, and this is what you need to do. It's in rare instances that we need to actually swab a patient to know with certainty. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.